Good morning. Today is Thursday, April the 6th. Like the way I threw almost an extra syllable in there, April.
You're good.
I was starting to think apricot.
That's what I would do.
Just kind of deviated. Joining us this morning, sheriff for a month, Mike Downey.
That's right.
Yeah.
5 weeks, but who's counting?
Okay, fair enough. So, we'll be talking about those areas. Our quote this morning comes from Lao Tzu. He who knows that enough is enough will always have enough.
I've had enough.
Huh? Kind of like Oh, boy. You know, it would be tough. I presume next time it'll be a little bit different opportunity. So what do you think of when you flash back to pre-sheriff? So either as Gary's under-sheriff or all the way back to when you started this gig. What kind of impressions do you have of that time?
Well, for one thing, I never expected to be sheriff. I really never expected to be the undersheriff, to tell you the truth. I've had a really good career. I was just talking about that earlier yesterday about the fact that law enforcement officers, just like anybody else, hits a mark at about 5 to 7 years where they go, I'm tired of this. I know everything, and this is not the job for me, and I can do it much better. You know, if you have to get over that hump, and I can remember being there and getting over that hump and refocusing, and it's been a great career. I can't complain.
So at the 7 year itch,
yeah.
What normally takes folks out? They have enough skills and they know that they would be doing it differently if they had full decision making abilities, or
yeah, we've always said that a law enforcement officer becomes a journeyman, so to speak, by about 5 years. By about 5 years, they've pretty much done everything and can handle anything that comes their way without any supervision, per se. So I think it gets to a point where they begin to see inadequacies of a lot of different things.
So like frustrations?
Frustration, yeah. Sure. And that taints them for a while until they can refocus. And I think it happens just about everybody, where they refocus and go, okay, this is where we're heading, and this is what I need to do, and I'm committed to the organization from here on.
So there's a significant turnover at that point?
Not really. I wouldn't say a significant turnover, but you'll see that pattern, and you'll see those officers are frustrated, and some will leave. Some will go to other departments, or some will get out of law enforcement altogether, but not in mass droves. Most of them just need to get over that hump, get over that next hurdle, and then they're fine.
So do you guys at senior level tap into those folks at about 6 years and just kind of do a little bit more talking and sharing and seeing what's going on? And because I would think if you have somebody who really does have the experience level to that extent, okay, you don't want to lose those guys.
Right, you don't. And what you have to do is you have to just keep reinforcing them, empowering them, and being that kind of an employer who watches after his folks, and they respond to that.
No magic words, just a little more TLC?
Yeah, I would say that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, and I would think that there always are inefficiencies. Do you guys do an outreach to ask anybody? If you see something,
yeah,
here,
impromptu.
You think we can do it a little bit better?
Yeah. I walk around the organization. I talk to people.
Really? Not even behind bars? I'm amazing. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Mike, the 7-year itch concept, is that part of the reason why you rotate responsibilities a little bit, whether it's jurisdictions or different areas of responsibility, just to kind of either to make sure there's never 100% comprehension and for boredom and stuff to kick in, or just so that everybody can stay fired up all the time?
Well, you know, we're really cognizant of rotation in specialty positions. As far as general patrol, I've got guys that are patrol deputies, and that's all they want to do. And so they may rotate around to different beats within the county, but I mean that's what they want to do. They want to be patrol deputies. They want to maybe become a sergeant or a corporal or a training officer of some kind. So
that's their itch, is to kind of do more, but in the area where they are.
Right. But in the specialty positions, that's where we really have to watch out for people to make sure they don't get burned out in those positions and try to rotate them around to different areas of the agency so that they don't. I mean, we're talking about highly talented people who have a lot of experience and a lot of training and education in that field or in fields that are associated with that. So we want to make sure that we spread that around and they can glean something from everywhere, especially like with my command staff. And sergeants, we'll rotate those people around to different areas within the agency, so they get that experience.
I would think, as me projecting in, not knowing squat, which doesn't ever hold me back, does it?
No.
If I'm a detective, say, I want to be the best detective, not in the department, not in the county, not in the state, the best period. So if you're going to rotate me, I'm going to get hacked off. Because I want to super specialize to the point where I become efficient and effective. And I'm just dialed in and I know the players, know the routines, know the games, blah, blah, blah. And I can take maybe a 5-week investigation and compress it to 4 weeks. Not cutting corners, just doing it better. You know, don't give me another thing I have to master. Let me do one thing and really master it well. So that attitude... Is that something that's healthy in law enforcement, or is that something that you try to kind of pat me on the head and say, well, you know what? Your skill set is so strong, we'd really like you to try it over here, too.
Yeah, you know, we're not a large enough agency to specialize. You know, like you're talking about some of these larger agencies that have, you know, 5 people dedicated to robbery, homicide, and 5 dedicated to child sexual or child abuse cases, and maybe another 5 to something else. We don't have that ability. We have 3 dedicated investigators, full-time investigators. That's their assignment. They'll never be moved unless they request it. And then I have another 3.
So they do stay in that.
Yeah.
That focus area.
Right. Now, I have another 3 rotational detectives that will rotate into the Detective Bureau for 3 to 4 years and then rotate out unless they promote into one of those permanent slots. So they get that ability. You know, some of the areas within investigations specifically that we watch out for are those child abuse investigators. We want to make sure that they don't get too much exposure to that thing, because those are some of the toughest cases to investigate.
DA, like Maggie and Terry used to do also, you don't want them to be there too long because then they start to get a warped sense of normalcy.
Right. Yeah. And you know, you keep your eye on people like that to make sure that they're good, and you just keep reassuring them and making sure they're still fine. And I do that with our own folks. And if someone's really excelling in that area and they're doing well and they're able to cope with all the issues that go along with that, you know, I'm not necessarily going to move them. But there is a point where you have to kind of rotate that around so other people get more experience. In my office, everyone's a generalist. All our investigators have to touch different type of investigations throughout their career because we are a smaller agency.
More generalist than specialist.
Right.
By design.
Yes.
What about the drug task force? I know that there's some in the past who have really just... They wanted to get the bad guys, and that was the biggest, and I would still contend, one of the biggest bad guys in the area. that's another area where you can develop a lot of specialization and connections and confidences and people feeling comfortable with you, et cetera, et cetera. Do you rotate that as well?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you may be aware that we are a combined task force within the county. So each one of the municipalities that's assigned, plus the DA's office and my office, we rotate our people through. Our standard procedure is a three-year commitment with a one-year extension based upon the needs of the agency. So someone going into that can stay up to 4 years. Not necessarily that's what's going to happen, but they can. Plus, I have a lieutenant assigned there who will be moved around eventually also. So, you know, I have three people right now dedicated to the task force, and they all know that there is a propensity at some point where they're going to be moved.
What about management? Now, I know you guys don't have mid-level management. I mean, you do, but it's not called that. Is that something everybody wants to achieve? Is that something that some do and some don't? Because one of the things that I have always been a little gun-shy with, and some may say that I prove it daily, is that there's a different skill set from being a salesperson to being a sales manager, mm-hmm. from being an on-air guy to being a program director. Completely different skill sets, and I remember Ted Williams really washed out as a hitting coach. He had such skill sets. He said, "You see the ball, you swing the ball, you swing the bat, you hit the ball, you run."
Right.
And he couldn't understand the kids he was working with that didn't have those same abilities.
Right.
Do you run into that also?
Yeah, I have. You know, my mid management people are my lieutenants. I have six operations lieutenants and three correctional lieutenants, and we move them around sporadically depending upon what we need for the agency.
KINS News and they can all hit the ball.
They can all hit the ball.
Okay. KINS News and Information time is 8:30.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Talk shop presented by REDEC and by CDH Painting. Mike, the concept of not leaving a legacy, but leaving the organization stronger because you were there. Now, that can be from the young kid that's been there for 2 or 3 months and leaving an impression, or it could be some of the older, more veteran guys. I didn't want to say gray hair, because there's that lack of hair thing that always pops up. But yeah, you always want to feel like you had and did something positive, had the opportunity, left something a little bit better. When you look at your senior staff, middle management, your lieutenants and up, is that a driving force for the people that you choose for those positions also, to have that kind of a larger-than-themselves focus?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's interesting. My staff, my command staff, my admin staff, which consists of about 15 people, I would say, is totally different. It's changed totally, except for two people, from when Gary Phelps was a sheriff. So in 6.5 years, that whole command staff has changed, and that's part of my reasoning too. I've got a younger staff in there that's eager, that wants to do a good job, works well, and they're bringing to the forefront ideas that are going to propel this agency into the next 5 to 10 years. where my vision is, has become somewhat shorter. I'm, you know, my vision is reduced to 1 to 2 years out because I'm at that age where I need to move over, move out of the way, and let these younger guys run with the agency and bring it into, continue to bring it forward. You know, you talk about legacy.
Now, because your focus is more as a professional cop, I don't see that you're going to be cutting and running and leaving the area.
No.
So that's a longer horizon. So it's a professional focus of time, right, rather, okay.
Yeah, much so, yeah, professional focus of time. Because I was thinking about this the other day with all the new things coming up, the immigration issues and the marijuana issues and all the social issues we have today are totally different than they were 20 or 30 years ago when I got into this business. And so I'm not that I'm stuck in the past, but in the future now, a lot of my ideas are dwelling from the past, and some of them, and I have to admit I have biases too. We all do, and not that it would preclude me from doing a good job, but I can see that the newer, younger generation, I say younger in my admin staff, I'm talking in their 40s, but they have the vision to go forward. They came
it's still from, younger by my definition.
Thanks
for bringing that one up.
I'm sorry, Brian, but yeah. You know, you have about as much hair and gray as I do, so there you go. But yeah, so I see that opportunity for me to move on, and I'm actually stepping out a year and a half earlier than I would have towards the end of my term. But there's a lot of issues that have come up that make this the right time.
Because they're going to be fundamental focus for the next extended period of time. It's not that you're dodging them.
No, it's not at all. No, I don't have as much enthusiasm as I did, say, 5 years ago. I'm going to be 62 this next month.
Sure, you're jumping in. You're moving. You're shaking. You're putting your stamp on and improving what Gary had left.
Right. And I think I've done that. I'm really proud of where we've come with the agency. We've made a lot of small internal changes and a lot of big changes. And I think that's benefited the county. You know, the biggest thing we have right now that is really a great thing for law enforcement, I can't speak for the rest of the county or for the rest of the agencies that are involved in it, but Measure Z has really enhanced our agency. I was looking at our numbers today. And we've increased somewhere in the vicinity of 13 or 14 deputy sheriffs and another 9 or 10 correctional deputies plus other staff. And that's because of Measure Z. It has worked for us. The frustrating thing I think the public saw was the day that Measure Z was voted in and that tax began to get collected was, where's my deputy sheriff? Where's my other services that I thought I was going to get with this Measure Z with? There's a startup cost. There's a startup time. And we've now, after 2 years, gotten to the point where we're able to put more people in the street. I have 11 deputy sheriffs assigned to Garberville. We've never had that many down there. I have many more assigned to Main Station. I have a standalone station in McKinleyville. I have more deputies assigned to the Hoopaw Willow Creek area. And I am hearing from the public that they notice a difference. So the difference is happening now, but it took a while to get there.
KINS, News and Information Times, 841. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times. 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mike Downey. Mike, the clarity of the law. I know that's been something we've talked about for however long we've been talking, is the lack of clarity. Whether it was a 215 card, which is now, I guess, almost fading into history.
Right.
Or the medicinal recreational use. Can you grow? Where can you grow? How can you grow? Code enforcement. All this associated stuff with marijuana. What do you think is going to happen? I know what the Attorney General is saying. If it's a law, it's the law.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't have selective enforcement. We're going to have the law. And change the law, we'll change the enforcement. Such clarity has got to be refreshing. Do you wish that the state would do the same?
Yeah, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball and I could tell you what's going to happen with, the recreational use of marijuana and 215. 215 still is there and still being utilized for some of these growing operations. But
don't they need to come into compliance with the code?
Well, yes.
For growing?
Yeah,
so it kind
right.
of mutes it, doesn't it?
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, there are those who are going to grow exclusively for medicinal purposes. Just, you know, the recreational use doesn't necessarily give you the ability to grow large numbers of plants.
But if you have the permits and the codes and everything properly, does it matter if it's going to medicinal or if going to recreational?
Well, but those permits are basically based upon... on medicinal use.
Right. So as long as you have your permit, you're okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
that's all.
Sure. I mean, as long as you're in compliance, too. I mean, we've talked about the code compliance component of all this and how that's going to be worked out within the county and what cooperation they're going to require from the sheriff's office to make sure that their code compliance officers are safe in the field. And is there a need for the sheriff's office to be involved? And how many code compliance officers is the county going to need to actually do a good job in the compliance realm? So there's a lot of questions are still being answered. And I want to point out, and I've harped about this for years, 215 was voted into law in 1997, 20 years ago, and we are still trying to figure out how this thing's going to work.
Contrary to the rumor, it's not associated with the general plan.
No, I don't think so. But you know,
just on the same timeline. That's
but you know, I mean, I'll go back and I have done this repeatedly, and I'll do it again. I blame our state legislators for this. They have buried their heads in the sand on this issue for years, and now because they finally got pushed hard enough, they're making regulations, they're making law. You know, that's one of the things I set out to do when I became sheriff is I went to Sacramento and met with some of these people and said, what are we going to do here? This needs to be taken care of. It's killing Humboldt County. And we're still not there. We're still not there.
Sounds to me like that's probably, it's got to be on your top five list of frustrations.
Yeah, it's up there.
That are still there.
Yeah, it's up there. Yeah. It's frustrating. I'm glad that I'm not going to be the sheriff to see this through because we need those fresher ideas, those people that are going to be able to see this thing through for the next 5 to 10 years to get engaged now, because I'm that short-sighted guy.
You know, somehow though, I figure as an advisory capacity, you're going to be around and being asked about some of this stuff because
yeah,
I'm having to deal with it.
No, I'll have an opinion.
Yeah. Doesn't that make it all refreshing for all of us, huh? Is there any other elephant out there that Billy or anybody is going to be having to deal with over the next couple of decades that you see as a significant challenge?
Well, short term, say in the next 5 years, we've got a building project going on with the expansion of the jail with other types of services. That's going to be a big thing for the next 4 or 5 years until it's completed. And beyond that, I think it's being able to deal with an increased population of offenders who are no longer going to facilities at the state level but staying at the county level. That is going to be a problem probably for the next 10 to 20 years as to how that all works out.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And, you'll be around, as you said.
Watch from the sidelines. I'll interject when they want me to.
You know, we might have a community comment opening for you. I just don't know.
Well, I've got plenty of comments.
There you go. Thanks for coming by, Mike.
You bet. Thanks.
See everybody tomorrow.